today.
You can launch here into the second hour of the program, and joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
Stephanie's here from Pork Therapy, P-O-R-C Therapy, porktherapy.com. It's her podcast with one of the other activists up here, Mike Barsky.
That's right.
Guys, how long have you been doing that now?
More than 6 months, almost, I won't say a year, but less than that.
We're working on getting them on the Liberty Radio Network behind the scenes, so hopefully they'll be added sooner rather than later, and we'll let you know when that happens. Well, you'll know if you're on the Liberty Radio Network announcement.
We're working on our crappy audio quality.
There's a certain level of standards that that I have.
He has a high bar.
But that's good, because what I've seen, though, is when somebody's interested in getting on the Liberty Radio Network, presuming their content is good enough, then...
So our content's not good enough.
Your content's great. If they don't sound good enough, then I give them suggestions as to how to make it sound better, and that's good for them, I mean, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, it helps, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So LRN.fm, if you want to get signed up for our Facebook over there, that's a completely separate thing from this show. 800-259-9231. Last hour, we wrapped up the hour talking about this congressperson. What's his name? Etheridge. Bob Etheridge. Who was on the street in Washington, D.C. as a couple of young gents with video cameras came up to interview him about, I don't know, some right-left political silly thing. Whatever the purpose of their questions, I don't know.
No, you're getting it all wrong, Ian. They assaulted him. They attacked him.
He might like you to believe that. luckily, they had two video cameras with them, and the video footage has been released of what really happened, and this guy lost it. He seemed a little bit inebriated, seemed a little drunk, kept repeating the same phrase over and over again, and assaulted this young man over a period of like 30 seconds, grabbing him by the wrist, knocking his camera away, grabbing him by the neck, pulling him in close. I mean, it's crazy what this guy did, and all while on camera. He must have been drunk in order to behave in that kind of a fashion, with cameras obviously being held by both of the young men in question.
Or he's drunk with power and he just doesn't care.
Or, yeah.
Because he knows that he can get away with anything.
Or he believes that he can get away with anything. And it certainly looks like he's getting away with this because the news media is running cover for him, calling it a confrontation or an alleged assault.
Well, and they're painting these guys are the radical Republicans coming to do this.
Yeah, I don't even know who they are. Maybe they are Republicans. They probably are Republicans. Probably very partisan. That was probably the purpose of their interview. Whatever. The point is, this guy went off the handle and was caught red-handed, and so he's apologized for it. Now, of course, if there hadn't been cameras there, then he wouldn't have had to apologize at all.
No.
But let's go to Jim in North Carolina, who stuck through the break. He claims apparently to actually be living in the political designation that this particular man rules over. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Steph, and Sam.
Good to be with you guys tonight. And that claim that you just asserted is definitely most true.
I just want to clarify, though,
this man actually claims he's my representative when, in fact, I never signed anything to make him my representative. I've tried to explain that to Mr. Etheridge once before. I've met him twice, and apparently he claims to be not only my representative, but also several hundred thousand other people in my geographic location who are just as baffled by this as we are, so... It looks like the congressman's definitely got lost in the sauce, as I would put it, in this encounter that he had with these two citizen journalists.
So you believe he was drunk? You believe he was drunk at that time?
I think he was lost in the sauce, yes. I think that's quite possible, yes.
Lost in the sauce.
Yeah, that's cute.
Like that.
So what else do we need to know about this situation, Jim?
But before I get into... some more on Mr. Etheridge. I thought it was kind of interesting because the first story of the kitten deal was also happened about an hour or so away from where I'm from. That's outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. So
I actually hadn't ascertained where that was taking place. I had the website, but I didn't know which geographical designation it was.
Yeah,
so tell me more about this.
Ironic that this all happened, or the fact that both your stories happen to be right from around where I'm from.
Well, maybe somebody from North Carolina submitted them to our website. I mean, anybody can submit stuff to freetalklive.com, so it might have been the same person. I didn't check that. But so what else did you want to say about this Etheridge character?
Yes, he's quite a tall fellow. I've done a little research into him.
Jim, did he have a reputation for doing anything bad or naughty?
Other than parading around, claiming to be everybody's representative, he goes to Washington and spends whatever our tax money sees
fit. Well, that sounds naughty to me.
I consider him to be a tyrant, a thief, a robber. He probably does all sorts of other stuff. But he just recently, from what I gather, got appointed to the, I think it was the House Ways and Means Committee within the so-called House of Representatives. So he's climbing the political pecking order just within the last year, and I wonder if this is going to set him back. I'm not really sure. I'm not going to shed any tears over that. But
So the Ways and Means Committee, that's one of the most influential committees to get on, if I understand it correctly.
And I'm not 100%. That's the exact committee, if memory serves. I read that about 6 months ago, that he climbed. He's climbing his way up the Washington ladder, if you will. But, hopefully.
Well, people will probably see this in a partisan way, like however they feel. If they're a Republican.
Oh, that's how it's being reported.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If they side with the kids' political viewpoints, then they'll say, the kids were in the right. And if they side with the Congress critters' political viewpoints, and he was completely different.
Right, and of course the Republicans can pretend like, well, we would never behave like that, as though some Republican congressman wouldn't get S-faced and attack somebody. I mean, come on. There's no difference between these people. It's just that the guy who happened to do it was a Democrat.
Yeah, and there's certainly examples of bad behavior on both sides.
But, Jim, you say he's not your representative. Didn't you vote?
I got out of the politics whole deal probably about a year ago when I saw that was going to be a completely not in my best interest or best use of time. So I've taken more of the you guys approach and tried to avoid these tyrants and stay more or less out of their range. And
well, that's not my approach anymore. My approach is to do whatever I want and then deal with them as they come forth. But I don't blame you for keeping your head under the waves down there in North Carolina. Are you planning on coming up to New Hampshire?
I will be seeing you guys in about 1 week away.
Cool.
Can't wait to make
good.
The 16-hour journey up there. I've met Sovereign Curtis before he moved up there, doing some Liberty events and stuff around here. I've met him twice, so looking forward to seeing you guys, meeting you guys, and seeing Curtis. I hadn't seen him in about 2 years or so.
Great. Well, it's going to be a great time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we'll tell you, our listeners, a little bit more about that. And thanks, Jim. We'll see you there. Porkfest is just over a week away, actually, so we'll give you some more detail. Yeah, we'll give you some more detail on that here in a little bit. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with your phone calls, and then we'll tell you what's going on with FIJA activist Julian Heiklin. We've talked a lot about what he's been doing recently on this program, has been kidnapped multiple times by the federal government, and it happened again a couple days ago. But first, we go to Scott in Wisconsin. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian and Sam and your other guests. How are you guys doing tonight?
Stephanie is here.
I wanted to bear with me a little bit. I'm calling in on this oil spill, and maybe Sam would be updated, or maybe you. They talk about this catastrophe down yonder us. We got reports that this was creeping around the Florida down on the side of Miami. But anyways, I heard last week that the EPA was down there doing ear tests.
Ear tests?
Doing the air tests.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. This is nothing to be funny about, guys. Because if this comes up by you guys, you could be affected by this. So listen up. They were talking about two things that they saw found in the air that was high volumes of, and one was hydrogen sulfide. Okay.
Okay. What's bad about that?
Sounds
and the
bad.
Other
yeah,
one.
I don't think
was,
I would want. Any
the other one was
acid rain, right?
I'll tell you what, Scott, you can tell us about the gloom and doom here in a moment. Hang on, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, if the air is polluted by the oil, I certainly wouldn't. The fumes or whatever from the oil, it seems like a serious situation. So we'll find out what else he has to say here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include things like our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo to show they are indeed listeners, or video, by the way, they can do that too, to show that they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. That shrine www.freetalklive.com. Now, every contest involves rules, and every winner knows the rules and how to use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary explains how to use those rules step by step inside the government court system. Forms, how to get evidence, how to move the court, set hearings, how to do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there. It's the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997, and that's we're told that the average eighth grader can grasp it all in less than 24 hours. In fact, Mark tells me we're going to have the creator of the Jurisdictionary on the program, I think, tomorrow. I'm not sure. I don't want to nail down any dates, but coming soon, this guy's going to be on the show, and so maybe he'll be able to give you some freebie tips. But you can go and go to Jurisdictionary. I presume jurisdictionary.com. They didn't write that on this this copy, so look for Jurisdictionary on the internet. Sam, you've actually used it, right?
Yes, it's Dr. Frederick Graves. He's a former attorney. Very good foundational lessons, or basically examples and so forth, to teach you the basics. And even if you're hiring a lawyer, it'll let you know if your lawyer's doing the right things or not.
All right, the toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231, as we continue here. Scott, yes, it is jurisdictionary.com, just verified that. Scott is in Wisconsin. Now, Scott, you're calling in to point out that the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico may not be just bad from the perspective of water pollution. There may actually be some level of air pollution that could be dangerous to humans as far as their breathing is concerned, and other problems, respiratory issues, etc. So what have you learned?
Okay, I'm concerned for you guys, too, up there. There are two things that they tested for. One was, again, the hydrogen sulfide. And I didn't do a study on that very much, but I heard that can attack the nerves. But the one that I was concerned about is called benzene. And they found high levels down there, and I just went to Wiki to do my study. And if you allow me to read this, I would appreciate it if you would, so people are aware of this.
How short is this? Is this the benzene? Is this an article about benzene?
No, I'll read it fast, so you can comment, all right?
Well, it all depends on how long it is.
Well, it's not very long.
All right, go for it.
It's long enough so we have knowledge of it.
Go ahead.
Okay, breathing benzene. The short-term breathing high levels of benzene can result death, while low levels can cause drowsiness, dizziness, rapid heartbeat, headaches, tremors, confusion, unconsciousness. And eating or drinking foods containing high levels of benzene can cause vomiting, irritation of the stomach, dizziness, sleepiness, convulsion, and death. And I'll finish up. It says the major effects of benzenes are manifested via chronic long-term exposure through the blood. Benzene damages the bone marrow and causes decrease in the red blood cells, leading to anemia. It can also excess bleeding and depress the immune system, increasing the chance of infection benzene. Then I'll finish up.
Yeah, it's bad. It's definitely bad stuff. I'm actually looking here at an examiner.com article about this. And Scott, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Looking at a story here, toxins in the air from evaporating oil may pose a greater threat to Gulf residents than oily water. A recent report from the Natural Resources Defense Council analyzes offshore air quality data released by BP. The findings replicate conclusions in earlier reports that the level of toxins in the air is unsafe for humans. Nearly 70%, that is 275 out of 399 samples, I guess, of offshore air samples had detectable levels of hydrocarbons, and nearly 1 in 5 had levels greater than 10 parts per million, which is an EPA cutoff level for further investigation. Six samples exceeded 100 parts per million, which in a previous monitoring summary was labeled as the action limit. The report also notes that the BP sampling plan focuses only on workers on the large ships and appears to not include monitoring for the people on the approximately 1,500 small fishing boats helping to clean up the spill. And I guess what I'm not seeing here is how far offshore are they getting these readings. If they're saying that this is an unhealthy level of benzene, et cetera, and whatever the other things were, the hydrocarbons, et cetera.
No, it's probably a problem if it's in the water, too. I remember in China recently there was a big benzene contamination in one of the rivers, and people were drinking it and getting exposed to it, and it causes bad health effects.
Yeah, I would imagine that'd be really bad to put that stuff directly into your body.
I know when you smoke cannabis, if you burn it and actually with an open flame.
Combust it.
Yeah, combust it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Then it produces, it goes from, you know, a few chemicals to like 100, over 114, and one of those is benzene.
Oh, really?
So all of the pot smokers out there who are not using vaporizers and staying below the kind of 400-degree mark where benzene starts getting created are getting low-level doses of this chemical.
Well, benzene can also be formed in some sodas when there's like a chemical reaction between the preservatives and vitamin C that they put in there.
Hmm.
So it's at low levels, but yeah, it can be formed.
The report suggests the gravest threat to Gulf residents from the BP oil disaster may be lurking unseen in the air. There have been reports, rumors, and talk of the Federal Emergency Management Agency developing plans to evacuate the Gulf Coast for up to 200 miles inland if the air becomes too toxic.
Can you imagine FEMA evacuating 200 miles inland? All of the people would have a complete and utter disaster. That's going
There'd
to be.
There'd be no way for them to. I mean, how could they do it? How could that be accomplished?
Well, first we got to set up checkpoints, and we can't let anybody in or out until we get everything organized. And
people will starve to death. I mean,
yeah. These are the people who turned away the water trucks in Hurricane Katrina.
And the same people that took the evacuees and put them all in the Houston, was it the Superdome or something? Mm-hmm. No, it was actually in Louisiana. They put them in a dome thing there, one of those sports stadiums, and those folks They weren't brought food or water for a lengthy period of time. And
yeah, it got really unsanitary with all those people, too.
And
yeah,
dead bodies, et cetera.
You know, laying around in there as well. Never mind.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, if they were to actually go through with some sort of mass evacuation like that, it would be incredibly awful. So
they'd probably call in some branch of the military to help them out.
And would they be overreacting as well? I mean, would this... How dangerous is dangerous? I mean, is it really that...
Could you just wear a gas mask of some kind or some kind of respirator breather?
Right. So will they overreact if something like this happens? Would it really even be necessary in the first place?
And say they do actually clear out 200 miles of coastline. What are they going to do with all of the people's houses and so forth? Is the military going to protect them from thieves coming in and ripping all those?
Well, what happened
off?
in after Hurricane Katrina?
Orderly exit of people.
They had the military and they had cops occupying the streets and they weren't protecting anything because people were still having their houses broken.
But this
into.
May go on for years. How long are they going to do this?
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if that's actually going to transpire, but certainly people are worried about it. And what do you say to somebody? I mean, you're living in a place where there may be some dangerous chemicals floating around in the air. Might not be a bad idea to leave if you actually think it's for real and it's really dangerous and that it's affecting you. I don't know where these samples were taken. I imagine they weren't taken that far away from the shoreline. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll probably learn more as time goes on, though. Glad I left, Porta.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian.
And Stephanie.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all the features you'll find there, we give away. So enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They are yours for free. In fact, if you click into the podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. All free for you at freetalklive.com. Now then, looking for a reason to get out of Florida or wherever it is you are? Even if it's not an oil spill that you're dealing with, you're probably still dealing with an incredible amount of government and oppression and ever-expanding rules and regulations and taxes and controls. And it doesn't seem like there's any hope, does it? At least that's how it felt for me when I was living down in Florida. I didn't really feel like no matter what I did that liberty was advancing in any way, shape, or form. I would tell myself that what I was doing was important, and you know, I felt good about what I was doing. I was reaching out to people and explaining what liberty was, but I wasn't seeing any tangible effects, nothing immediate from it. And I have seen tangible immediate effects since I've moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I mean, I'm sitting in a room right now with other people who are like me, that Stephanie, Sam, you both made the move here to New Hampshire. I think, Sam, you've been here well over a year. And mm-hmm. Stephanie, when did you come up?
I've been here since 2006.
So you're a really early mover.
Yeah, I actually moved around the same time as you did.
And how's it been for you so far?
Oh, I've had a very similar experience to you. I mean, I felt really alone when I was living in Massachusetts.
Oh, you were in Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah. So close, but so far away.
It was so easy for you to move then.
It was, yeah. It wasn't a big deal. I was at a good point in my life to move, and I said, all right, I'll just do it.
Are you a Massachusetts native?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So right after college, I moved up here. And, yeah, it's been a huge difference. I mean, I felt really isolated down there. I felt like there was nothing going on. I was surrounded by people who weren't of the same mindset. And when I came up here, everything changed. I made a lot of new friends and got really active in doing all different activities. And I, like you, have seen results.
And I think all of us are probably going, am I right? We're all going to Porkfest, the Porcupine
Absolutely.
Freedom Festival next week.
Yeah.
It's happening in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It is a great experience. It'll give you a taste of what it's like to be here in New Hampshire, what it's like to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. I mean, we don't have hundreds of people getting together on a weekly basis here, but around the state, there are dozens of people that get together in one area, dozens in another area, dozens in another area, and they come together and they socialize and they
work on
projects.
So many people here now that I don't even know everybody.
Oh, yeah, it's impossible.
There are people in Keene that have moved here that I haven't even met yet. It's fantastic.
They're competing events, you know, social events every day of the week.
So there's a lot to do right now. And when, Stephanie, when you and I came up in 2006, it was a completely different situation. At least for me, it was.
Yeah, I remember, like, I would organize these meetups and people would come from as far as Nashua and Keene and stuff like that. Nowadays, people don't have to. I mean, there are always local things going on, no matter where you are.
And back then, at least here in Keene, there was like an age issue where some people who are of a, like my girlfriend was saying that she was uncomfortable with hanging out with people that were, you know, a lot older than her.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I can get along with people of different ages, there are some people that's just not comfortable with that. But now on a weekly basis, we've got people in between ages 20 and 35 that are meeting, and there's usually like two dozen of them, or at least a dozen, if not more than that, just meeting and hanging out and building relationships.
I actually feel like there's really good mixing between ages, and you know, we've men, women, people from all walks of life. Like, it's all good.
And we're starting to see more families showing up as well. Early on, it was like the most hardcores and the single, unattached males mostly that were coming here. And now we're starting to see the people that have finally started to wrap up, you know, they've tied up some of their loose ends at home. Maybe they've got a business and they've got an extended family or something like that. It makes it more difficult to just pick up and leave. We're starting to see families rolling into the state now. And every year more people just start showing up. And one of the landing zones is Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some people like Michelle Seven, who we've had on this show, one of the tax freedom advocates, she's coming up. She's making the move right before Porkfest. She's moving to New Hampshire, and she's staying. That happens every single year. People will come up for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some of them actually come up, and they're not sure what they're going to do.
And then they decide to stay?
And they decide to stay, like, within the first 24 hours that that they've been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you can make it up, it's not too late to get registered. If you can't even get registered, just come on up. It's $30 the day of, or the weekend of, and it's $25 in advance. Go to porkfest2010.com to get registered. There's so much happening, we can't even get into the details. But the best part is being around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Everything from family events to maybe not-so-family events, depending on what your family believes and what you're willing to show your kids. But porkfest2010.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, 2010.com, it is going to be, and I think, a record-setting event.
Epic.
They've already, Epic is right. They've already set a record for the amount of people registered for the event, and there are always more than that that actually show up for the weekend. And that's next weekend, by the way, starting Thursday the 24th.
And you can be part of the forming of a voluntary society with the Shire signing ceremony.
Let's talk about that, Sam. Well, what is, I mean, because I've mentioned it and I kind of talked briefly about it, but how would you describe what will be one of the things that will be transpiring at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
It's a sort of a way to just, for me, it's a way to publicly acknowledge my beliefs in voluntary interactions, in the proper role of a society should operate and not be run. That's what we have today, is a small group of people running society. I think society can operate in a way that people interact on a voluntary and consensual manner in all areas of life. And it's sort of a dedication or a declaring a commitment to those ends.
Basically, what will be happening is people will literally be signing a statement that we spent some time on this over at the Free Keene Forum, the Shire Society section of this, where essentially we're creating an alternative society. We're creating an actual society that people will consent to join. Because if you look at the government's own papers, if you look at their own founding documents, both at the federal level and likely at your state level, I know for a fact here in New Hampshire, they usually say something along the lines of governments were formed by the consent of the governed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea being that everybody said okay to this. and that, well, you're just, hey, you consented, you're here, you consented.
You're a citizen, aren't you? Right. You're an American.
This is what society is. Society is supposed to be, by definition, a voluntary association of individuals who've come together for a common purpose. So governments are supposed to be societies, but they don't act that way because they don't act voluntarily.
Because they never come to you and ask for your explicit consent. They never say...
Well, they say it's implied by you moving to a certain geographical
jurisdiction. I never moved. I was born in Dallas.
Well,
and
I grew up there for most
of my life, so I'm just born into servitude.
Yes,
it's a
social contract.
Me.
Yeah. That's what, right.
Well,
that's,
what if I don't want to, you know, take part in that
too bad.
Social contract?
Well, you can go somewhere else where they have a social contract, too.
Well, no, thanks. I'd like to join a voluntary society, stay right here in the so-called land of the free, and we'll see who the violent ones are.
So that's what we're going to do. And so we've written up this very short statement. I mean, it's short enough to where we could easily read it here on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes over some basic points about voluntary interaction between human beings and our intent to form this and join this society. And we've got this guy that I guess is a calligrapher, and he's
an artist. He does paintings and stuff as well.
So we've got this. Do we do hemp paper? What did we end up?
We did. It's printed on these massive sheets of hemp paper, which are beautiful. I haven't seen.
Yeah,
it
we
yet.
Haven't seen the work yet, but
they're on the way back. They're gonna look good though.
Yeah. So we sent it out. This guy volunteered his time to make it look really fancy, and you know, kind of the whole purpose of this is to sort of ape what the founding fathers did, right? Because when you talk to the government people about their system and how it's non-consensual and how you don't want to be involved in it anymore and, you know, I just want to live free. I just want you to leave me alone. When you talk to them about that, they say, well, you live in society. Well, wait a minute. I never joined your society. Well, you are in our society. Yes, you are. You know, they'll make just declarative statements like, well, you are in our society. No, I'm not. Here's the proof. I signed on to this society over here.
Yep.
Oh, well, that's not a real society. Well,
how was yours formed, huh?
Right. Yeah, we've got people who signed a document, and it's just as legitimate, right? I mean, if you can form a society by just having some guys sign a piece of paper, then that's what we're going to do at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we should have as legitimate a society as they do, except we won't be using force on people. There's more coming up.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. You've got to do the shopping anyway, so you might as well shop at Amazon and save some money, because, well, they don't have to pay all those brick-and-mortar store prices to actually present the products to you in person. If you know what you want, go there, shop around. If you don't know what you want, they've got a great review system that makes it easy to see what other people think about the products before you buy them. I've always been a fan of Amazon, and it was great when we got the opportunity, because they approached us years ago when they were looking at podcasts were new. They were looking at expanding into advertising with podcasts, and they came on and asked us if we wanted to be an affiliate of theirs. And it's been great for us. It's been great for Free Talk Live, and it's been great for our listeners, because you get the stuff that you're looking for at Amazon's great prices, same great prices. You just enter through our portal, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of their profits. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, there are a few things you can't get at Amazon, and one of them is going to be the Chartarum original motion picture soundtrack by John Shaw, which is brought to you by Think Twice Productions. Now, for those of you who went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, you met John Shaw. He was there with his video camera, and he is an independent filmmaker who has actually at one point last year brought a bunch of liberty activists out to Michigan, where he lives, and shot a horror film, from what I understand. And I guess he'll be debuting some intro scenes from the horror film, and they will be screening the soundtrack itself, including tracks by liberty activist Hannah Hoffman and Nothing Project, as well as Scottish gangster rap Epic, featuring Touchmaster J and User Mac Friendly. Get your copy at Porkfest and receive a limited Porkfest commemorative beer mug. So you need to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival to experience the debut. So Porkfest2010.com is where you can go to learn more about that. You know, Mark's not here.
Trying to hand me his papers, too.
Mark, yeah. Mark is out doing his fireman thing tonight. And thank you, Stephanie, for coming in.
Oh, thanks
far
for having
away
me.
To guest. Sam, you're always here, but thanks for being here.
I really appreciate it, dude. Thanks.
So here's what we wrote up, and I say we because it was a collective effort. I I forget where I even found the basis for it, but I found something on, someone found something online.
Like a Freeman type declaration that we started adapting.
I think it might have been L. Neil Smith, actually, the libertarian author, but I'm not positive on that. It's all documented over at ShireSociety.com, which is a direct link to the forum in which we are discussing. We're discussing these things about forming a voluntary society, an alternative society for people to expressly opt into. That way they can say when somebody when some government bureaucrat says to them, well, you're in our society. Well, no, I'm not. In fact, here's my Shire ID. You know, this proves it. See, and here's I just figured I'll read the declaration. We haven't done this yet. So this is what will be signed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think that what we should do after this is like take some photos or something like that of the signed document and scan, you know, basically get it into a computer form somehow. It's very high resolution. Put it up on a website for people to see and then have an electronic means of signing your name to that as well. So other people who were not at Porcfest can also join.
I think we ought to make, just a little thing that people can print out and sign, maybe with just a few signatures on it that they can do in their local area.
That's a great idea.
That's all it takes.
So all of those things should be done and will be done. But the first step is to form the society. And so here it is. So we called it the Shire Society Declaration. So it's kind of like a declaration of independence. At the same time, it's a formation of a voluntary association of individuals. We, the undersigned, witnesses to the lesson of history that no form of political governance may be relied upon to secure the individual rights of life, liberty, or property. Now, therefore, establish and provide certain fundamental precepts measuring our conduct toward one another and toward others. First, each individual is the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and all products thereof, holding no obligations except those created by consent. Second, no individual or association of individuals, however constituted, has the right to initiate force against any other individual. Third, each individual has the inalienable right of self-defense against the initiation of force. Fourth, explicit voluntary association is the only means by which binding obligations may be created, and claims based on association or relationships to which any party did not consent are empty and invalid. Fifth, rights are neither collective nor additive in character, and no group can possess rights in excess of those belonging to its individual members. We hereby declare our commitment to peace, individual sovereignty, and independence, and join the Shire Society. That's it. Signatures go under that.
So I like it.
Yeah, really simple, really straightforward. And
it seems like all those things should go without saying, but, I mean, probably statists won't really acknowledge them, I guess, unless they're informed that they'll understand, right?
But that's the thing, I think. You know, it's not a matter of getting the statists or the established system to recognize and say, oh, well, okay, you're right, we're going to stop hurting people. Because I think it's pretty unreasonable to expect that they're ever going to do that, that they're ever going to give up their power and just decide, oh, well, let's throw in the towel here. I think it's going to come about by people just like this deciding for themselves that this is the way I want to live my life. This is the type of relationships that I want to engage in. And it's not to say
that... And
you're
just making it explicit by writing it down.
Yeah, and it's not to say that, you know, I'm not going to have a driver's license after I sign this or anything like that, but it's...
Well, because you're still being coerced.
Yeah, well, and it's about a dedication and a commitment. It's stating to me that I understand this is the moral and just and probably the most effective way to interact with others, and I'm declaring that I'm committed to working towards that. And the more people that join in that declaration and start working towards that, the faster it's going to come about. I mean, that's just the way it's going to happen.
Absolutely. The more you speak about your ideas and think about your ideas and act toward your ideas, the more likely, the more fast they will come about. Yeah.
And Porcfest is a perfect example of this. If you look at all the things that are going on, the Alt Expo is bigger. There's the Agorist Alley where all of these people are doing exactly that.
Yeah, it's snowballs.
Engaging in these consensual agreements without going and begging some government bureaucrat with guns backing them up for permission to do it in the first place.
Right. You're talking about the Agora Alley where there's going to be various different vendors selling wares and selling
services. And,
right.
Yeah.
And of course, well, you've got to have a license to give tattoos. Well, not at Agora Alley, you won't.
And that's another like indoctrinating statement that I think we've all been programmed. You have to have a license. Well, no, clearly I can, you know, like you were you were speeding, or you can't drive without wearing your seatbelt, or you can't drive without having insurance.
You have to have a permit for that.
Well, clearly, I was just engaged in that activity, so I can do it. Mm-hmm. What you're saying
is... The lack of a piece of paper didn't stop you from taking that action.
Well, what the bureaucrats are saying is, well, if you go and do this, then we're going to use violence against you.
Right.
They just don't want to say it that way, so they come up with this illogical statement that, well, you can't do that, when obviously you're sitting there doing it right in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we've got pieces of paper that say you can't do that. Yeah. And they're backed up by men with guns and the cages to throw you in. You know, Sam, you're right. People are working towards this voluntary society, and you have to go in steps. Mm-hmm. And so clearly, signing the Shire Society Declaration isn't going to make the state wither up and disappear from our lives. But the more people that embrace these ideas, that embrace the idea of rejecting the coercive state and embracing voluntary interaction between human beings, the more people that do it, and this gives them a way to do it explicitly. Like, look, I'm putting my name on this. I'm pretty serious about this. And I think that's an important step for people to go beyond the point of discussion, to go beyond the academic level of, well, this should work. Well, let's try it, and that's kind of the beginning of that process of creating a voluntary society for people to act within. And I think that eventually, you know, the ideal situation we've already got happening now in New Hampshire, mostly in Keene, but across New Hampshire, if somebody gets a speeding ticket, they don't pay; they're willing to go to jail. At $50 a day, or like I got away with once, actually giving money to a local charity as opposed to the government. They accepted that, and so I'm going to try that every time. That, you know, if I don't feel like going to jail that week, I might try that. And if that won't work, then I'll go to jail. So there are ways to get out of essentially giving your hard-earned money to the government agents. And so we've got people who are refusing to go along. They're refusing to obey. They are still going to the court because they don't want to get charged with failure to appear and all that. But so they're still, again, going through some of the steps. But eventually, it would be nice if we reached the point where the cops knew who the Shire Society members were, and they knew that they weren't going to get any money out of them, so they just said, let them speed. Who cares?
What the activists are doing with all of their different approaches is they're showing people the gun in the room. They're making that, you know, completely transparent and saying, look, this is what's backing up all of your flowery language and so forth. It's just because you're willing to use violence.
Yep, and if we have enough people who are willing to step out of the government society and step into the voluntary society, if once we get enough people that are willing to do that and act free and, you know, put on a private Shire plate on their car, they won't mess with us.
They're going to realize that it's a losing game because they lose people every time they go in and resort to violence.
Hour 3's coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.